But what they don't want, this continuation of World Peace 3 here, what they don't want you to see and understand and learn is a very important thing going on today, namely that this unipolar situation is now crumbling. And the way it does it is that Russia and China and other strong countries on the planet are actively working together to rather establish the multipolar world again, where each nation is sovereign and working together with the others, much like the Westphalian situation. That's what's going on today. And the thing is, if you don't believe me, we will show you here that this is a fact. And the thing is that those who are on board with that and who are against the unipolar situation consist of a large majority of the countries and people on the planet today. Which include those countries and parts of the world, those people who were subjugated to the colonialism. We're talking here India, Africa, South America, working together with China and Russia. Not under, you know, as ruling under some Russian or Chinese empire, but with BRICS. Corporations. Trade. Not exploitation. Fair trade. And it may take a bit for you, depending on who you are, to break out of the, to break up this media produced image you have of what's going on in the world today, because it is very well and very strongly built into our minds, the good here and the bad over there. So what are you saying, maybe your mind is saying now? Do you mean that the bad guys are actually the good guys? Of course not. And do you mean that the larger part of the world are not agreeing with this picture? No, that's just conspiracy theory or something crackpot. But this is what you learn today, and you only have to look a little deeper on YouTube. It's there all over, where scholars, military leaders, top politicians, respectable people from both sides, East and the West, even from the US, are standing up and telling us this. Look, this is what's going on in the world today. And Ukraine is simply one part of that. It is about the unipolar, the empire of the West, trying to push and maintain its global control by pushing NATO closer and closer and closer to the other nations, the big ones that they see as their main competitors and therefore threats to their unipolar power. Yes, this is in short the scenery we're looking at here, and I am expecting that many won't believe this, but let's go on here. And I am only interested in showing you actual verifiable facts. Because I am only here now doing this to get a clear and true, as far as it's at all possible, picture of the world situation today. And if you think it's not possible, then think again, because never before in the history of mankind have we had such access to information as we have today. If we care to look for that information, for the facts, the hard facts, because they are here on the internet, which is still a free information network. Some are using it for propaganda, tailoring information that suits their agenda. Some are using it, sometimes painstakingly, to give us actual facts. And we will find those people. And I believe that when you hear them, which you would eventually probably need to do directly on their own channels and in their own books, you will be satisfied. You will get the picture.